Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
Welcome to this special weekend podcast we do for you every other weekend. We like to highlight some of the really great interviews we do on the radio show. It's not due to me, but great guests, and you deserve to hear from them. If you'd like to listen to the radio show live, go to Bongino.com any weekday. Click on Station Finder to find out where there's a station near you. We've got a great lineup for you this weekend as well. Let me get to our first sponsor. MyPatriotSupply.com. Another day, another breaking news story buried. They'd rather talk about anything else than what's really going on. Folks, there's emergencies happening out there. The world's a dangerous place. Get ready now, because don't expect the media or these goofballs in charge of the government to warn you in an emergency. I don't trust them at all. You have to prepare yourself. I use My Patriot Supply. I highly recommend them. Since 2008, My Patriot Supply has helped millions of Americans get ready for the worst. Today, their best-selling three-month emergency food kits are flying off the shelves. Get yours right now at MyPatriotSupply.com. This food kit offers over 2,000 calories a day. Calories are survival. All right? It's ultra-durable. Four-layer packaging helps it last up to 25 years in storage. Order all the food kits you need for $200 off each, free shipping included. You've been warned about what could happen. Don't live in fear. Take control of your life and prepare. It's not just food. It's freedom. Stock up on these food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. Hey, thanks for joining us today. First up, it's a great interview with Donald Trump Jr. You know Don Jr. He's the best. He tells it like it is. He was actually at the courthouse with his father when all these shenanigans and the Twinkies case were going on. Check this out. Here to discuss the case, a good friend to the show and the MAGA movement, obviously, Donald Trump Jr. Don Jr., appreciate you coming on. Thanks for your time.
Good to be with you, buddy. How are you doing, Dan?
I'm not good, man. I got to tell you, Don, I like you, pretty pissed off about this case. I mean, I'm a New York resident, grew up in New York. I'm in Florida now. How would any sane human being or business person like you or your family be expected to do business in New York with people like Judge Merchan on the bench? See, you have no civil rights in New York as a Trump supporter anymore.
No, it's absolutely insane. I mean, I came up here to see the show trials myself. Like, is it as bad as I've read? Is it as crazy as heard about? And it's actually worse. I mean, when the prosecution says anything and we object, it's overruled. If we say something and we have a witness that's been caught lying repeatedly or an expert witness that knows the intimate details of the law, they object before the question is even asked. Sustained. We don't even have a chance to get the questions out. The expert witnesses aren't even allowed on the stand because they understand what would happen if the expert witness actually gets to talk about the things that they're experts in. It's an absolute farce. Like I said, Dan, I went down not because my father needs the support. He's a tough guy. He does it. I had to see it for myself. And what I witnessed in the courtroom, even in that short period of time, is absolutely mind-boggling. We are witnessing the Bolshevik show trials. It is.
Oh, no doubt.
It's happening in America in 2024. It's crazy.
You know, Don, we're talking to Don Trump Jr., it's worse. And I don't mean that hyperbolically. At least the Bolsheviks had some, like, ideology. Like, people understood, like, these are hardcore commies that are going to kill people. And everybody expected the worst. These are people pretending they're doing this in the name of justice. How the hell, Don, do you not let an FEC expert on FEC law testify about what you're alleging is an FEC violation? Merchan won't let him testify.
Well, and bigger, why is a New York State court prosecuting an FEC, meaning Federal Election Commission, right? That's federal. This is a state court because they know they didn't prosecute it the first time. The FEC didn't actually pursue this. Alvin Bragg had an entire 28-page document about how Cohen couldn't possibly be a credible witness because he lied 8 times before this. Now, yesterday, he admitted on the stand 2 sort of rather significant things. A, that he's a thief. So now he's a convicted liar, a disbarred lawyer, and a thief. And then he even said, hey, listen, if it basically behooved me to do so, I'd lie again. I mean, this is the star witness. And everyone's like, oh.
Yeah.
I mean, if we had a media left in this country, Dan, that would sort of be a big deal. Like, I mean, the star witness that you've built the case around lied on the stand again, said he'd lie if it behooved him to do so again, admitted to theft. By the way, the crime that Cohen literally himself admitted to yesterday on the stand is actually a far more serious offense than anything they're trying Trump for. And yet no one's indicted him. He's not getting in trouble for this. And by the way, Alvin Bragg, as the district attorney, to put a known liar and someone who's admitted that he's lying on the stand to be your primary witness, that in and of itself is a disbarrable offense. It should be, because of course it's absolutely insane, but that's their hope, Dan. Hey, you know what, in New York, even if Trump's right, even if the law is 100% by the side, even if there's clearly no case or broken laws or wrongdoing, it doesn't matter because you have an ultra high, some of the jury, I'm sitting there being like, oh my God. you could just see the masks, you know? You know what they're going to get. And if you had one or two sane people on there, in a 95-5 liberal to conservative area, 95-5, so, they threw out all the conservatives. If you had one person that was like, you know what? It's wrong. This isn't right. What's happening? They could never go to their kid's school again. They couldn't go out in polite company. They'd be so ostracized in their lives around here that's the whole purpose. I don't like Trump that much. I guess no one's going to take that hit themselves these days in New York City. Yeah. They don't have that willpower that you have or that I have to fight despite whatever the hell they'll try to throw at us. And, we keep going. It's a little different for the average person. I understand that almost, but that's by design. That's why
the process is the
federal case in New York State court, because they have a judge that's just, totally biased. He's a Democrat donor. His daughter is fundraising millions. I think they raised $98 million for the Democrats. A lot of it off of this very case. That by statute, like written in law, not just basic ethics and decency, but written in the law, is illegal in New York State. It's supposed to be 6 degrees of separation. That's one. That's no problem. We'll send it to appeals, but by that time it'll be over. It doesn't really matter. It's all by design. It's designed to keep him from campaigning. It's designed to keep him preoccupied. They can hide Joe Biden in the basement. That's a net positive for Democrats, because when you hear that moron speak, you understand that he has no business near the White House, near the football, near an Uber, he couldn't manage a convenience store, let alone America, right? Like, it's a little different. Trump on the stand is a powerful force, and on the stump and out there in front of the public. They want to do whatever they can to eliminate that. And, that's what they're doing very effectively.
We're talking to Don Trump Jr. Don, listen, I can't imagine. I'm not even going to pretend to what your family's going through. The legal expenses, the just nonstop police state tyranny. I mean, it's insane. Like, you're fighting this $3, $4, $6, $7 trillion U.S. government. It's insane. Like, I don't care how rich your dad is, he can't fight the government on his own. But I got to know how he's holding up, because, Don, this has really backfired badly. I mean, for as horrible as this is, and we can all acknowledge that it's terrible for the Republic, terrible for you and your family, this has totally, completely backfired. You look at the polls, nearly every search warrant, every fake indictment, Twinkie's BS up in New York, Fannie Willis down in Georgia, Jack Smith, everyone, your dad goes up a half a point, three quarters of a point. The correlation is perfect. So I know you guys are suffering a lot, but how's he feeling? Is he realizing, like, this is totally blown up in their face?
Yeah, I mean, he's doing great. I mean, you know him well, right? So I'll call, trying to be the good guy. Like, hey, how you doing? He's like, what are you talking about? Like, I mean, he's so just focused on, 2024, how we're going to fix things. He's, he's willing to go through this. I mean, he knew that if he stopped, in 20 and just said, hey, you know what? I gave it a run. I did good things for the country. Let's just call it a day and go play golf. He knew that they'd leave him alone, but he's not willing to do that. He started something. He's going to finish it. He's not been at all preoccupied with this stuff. Part of it's because of what you just said, right? It's not like, hey, this New York case is the only one with, let's call it, some serious hair on it, right? Some serious shade. You have Fannie Willis, all that. I mean, it's a kangaroo court there too. You had the New York AG. That was a joke. I mean, the first time someone's ever, been fined $500 million for actually paying back banks on time, on schedule, where they're on the witness stand being like, no, we want to do more business.
Right, we want to do more business, right, yeah.
The judge there says, no, you don't understand, you're a victim. They're like, we don't know what you're talking about. That doesn't matter. So each one, the FBI tampering with evidence in the Jack Smith stuff, using a D.C. grand jury for a case in Florida. I mean, everyone understands that each one of these things has literally a level of shade on it that would be, laughable in any other situation against any other citizen of this country. It would be thrown out in 2 seconds. But, they'll always make an exception and violate every rule of norm of decency, to try to get Donald Trump.
Yeah. I mean, it's ironic that they keep, you know, one of the most stunning things about these polls, swing state, which is all I care about. National polls are great. I mean, I'd rather be ahead than behind, but they don't matter. It's not a national election. It's a series of state elections. Your father is ahead by some cases in double digits in places like Georgia. But there's a fascinating poll out of Arizona they were covering on CBS the other day where the third most important issue to people voting for your dad is ironically the state of democracy, meaning again, like the real threat to democracy, according to people who are flipping their vote, is Joe Biden, not your dad. Like, I cannot think of a worse poll for them.
No, and it's amazing. You know, when you see it, Dan, and, you know, I don't make a habit of watching a lot of CNN because, you know, the Communist News Network isn't exactly my thing. But sometimes you have to watch what the other side is saying. And even they are there. Like, they're like, okay, you know, everything we said, like, this is getting ridiculous. I'm like, you know, it's the arsonist calling the fire department. But literally CNN, I'm like, I'm putting up clips from them on a daily basis being like, ooh, you know, they thought Cohen was somehow going to be a savior. I'm like, He's literally lied every time he's ever been on stand, it seems. He keeps reversing himself. He's terrible under pressure. He gets caught in these boxes and just totally destroys any credibility. He continues to be the star witness. They continue to have hope that he's going to magically, you know, not stammer himself into oblivion, and yet it never happens. And finally, even CNN this last week, they're like, okay, it's getting too much. I literally can't believe it. But, you know, when you've lost CNN, people understand what's going on. The American
public, played, you know, a cut at the beginning of the show.
They're happy with the results, but it's not working anymore.
Yeah, we played a clip from Wolf Blitzer at the beginning of the show talking about this bombshell from Cohen. Don, last question. We're talking to Don Trump Jr. I'll let you go. You know, I think it's really important, more of kind of a statement, but your thoughts on it. I think it's really important what your dad is doing, this rally in the South Bronx, Wildwood, New Jersey. I think it's critical. We're doing well in swing states, but I've got to tell you, if they're going to lock him down in New York, then fine. Then we're going to make New York and New Jersey a battleground you didn't want to play in. And we may lose New York, but you know what, Don? We may gain one or two congressional seats in New York and New Jersey from Trump voters that show up and vote down ballot. This is a critical thing he is doing.
Or five or six. You know, this is not about that, too. In all fairness, like, for me, as, like, you know, the son and someone who did 50 hours of testimony, I understand I'm not the upstanding citizen that Hunter Biden is, but, like, you know, I feel they went after me pretty hard. You know, I don't want to win the presidency if we lose the House and we lose the Senate, because it's going to be 4 years of impeachment shams. I'm going to get called up for no reason whatsoever, but it's not going to stop them, right? I mean, I was guilty of Russia collusion, crime punishable by death, treason, all this stuff. Last time around, it turns out it was nothing, but that didn't stop him from doing it. I mean, 50 hours of congressional testimony. I'm the most subpoenaed person in the history of the world, maybe more so than even my father. And it's, we got to win across the board. You know, the presidency without those other things, like, we got to win the dog catcher race. We got to win our school board. We got to win, you know, state assemblies and all of these things. Without that, it doesn't mean anything. You know, that's the game they play. It's like, the presidential, then they just tie you up for years. They push all their agenda, radicalizing our children and everyone else against us, destroying our education system, destroying our healthcare system, being America last while building up China so they can make a couple bucks on their boards once they get out of Congress. You know, that's the game, and we got to win across the board. So, you know, Don, I don't think we're going to win New York, but do I think we can win some congressional seats and sort of try to overwhelm the gerrymandering that the Democrats are doing here now, understanding what happened here last time? Yes, we can do that, but we have to do it collectively. We have to fight and divide.
Don, I got to run, but I am so glad my audience heard that from you. I don't care if you like these guys running for Congress. Don't do it for them. I don't care. Yeah. Do it for Trump, because all we need is the chairmanships. Yes, we're going to get some turkeys. Correct. There's no doubt you're going to get rhinos. Here's the thing. If we have the chairmanships, the Republicans, we don't have to worry about 4 years of subpoenas because that's all we need. Yeah. Please, just vote for these guys. Thank you. Don, thanks so much for taking the time.
I like it a lot better than a radicalized Democrat communist.
I explain. It's not, don't make the perfect the enemy of the good. All we need is the chairmanships, or else it is going to be impeachment, right? Don, they'll impeach him the first day he's in there. I promise you, if we don't win that thing. Guaranteed.
100%.
Don Trump Jr., thanks so much for taking some time out of a busy day. We really appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, buddy. Be well.
You got it. Don Trump Jr., folks. Yes, I'm so glad you heard that. Folks, I get it. You are correct. There are going to be a large number of turkeys, even if we win the House and the Senate. I'm just telling you, if we don't win the House and Senate, what Don said is right. It's going to be Republicans subpoenaed up on Capitol Hill every day and impeachment on day one. I'm not telling you these guys, the Republicans, are the solution to your problems. That's not what I'm saying. I'm telling you the cause of your problems is the Democrats, and that's a fact. Up next, another interview you're really going to enjoy with Julie Kelly, but let's talk about our next sponsor first. You having trouble sleeping or staying asleep? Listen, I've been there. It's not just about feeling tired the next day. It's about the toll poor sleep can take on every aspect of your life. But guess what? There's hope on the horizon. Comes in the form of Beams Dream Powder. This stuff's been a game changer for me. See, when we're sleeping well, we can be sharper, more focused, and ready to tackle whatever life throws our way. Today, my listeners get a special discount on my favorite, Beams Dream Powder. Use it about 3-4 nights a week. They're science-backed hot cocoa for sleep with no added sugar. Better sleep has never tasted better. Other sleep aids can cause the next day grogginess, but Dream contains a powerful, all-natural blend of reishi, magnesium, L-theanine, apigenin, and melatonin to help you fall asleep, stay asleep, and wake up refreshed. Want to try it? Their best-selling Dream Powder can now get up to 45% off for a limited time with their biggest sale of the year for Memorial Day. Exclusive for Bongino listeners only. When you go to shopbeam, BEAM.com/Bongino and use code Bongino at checkout. That's shopbeam.com/Bongino. Use code Bongino for up to 45% off. Julie Kelly burned the microphone up with this amazing coverage of the disastrous Mar-a-Lago raid and a story she broke. Give this a listen. Yeah, and here she is, too. Who's she? One of the best guests out there. One of the last, really, one of the few remaining journalists left up there with Darren Beatty and others who actually report on the news and not propaganda. Her name is Julie Kelly. You should follow her on X. She is at Julie_Kelly2, the number 2, because it's worth your time. And you're going to get news stories like I did yesterday before they break into the mainstream, because she broke a major story she's here to talk about now. Julie, welcome back to the show. We appreciate your time.
Dan, thank you so much for having me on. As always, so grateful.
Sure. Oh, well, absolutely. Well, you're in high demand today, so I appreciate you taking some time with us specifically. So yesterday, I follow you, and because of my For You page on Twitter, because I click on your stuff often, it comes right to the top right away whenever you put something out. And you got a hold of this, these documents, the FBI ops plan for the raid on Mar-a-Lago, for those who haven't been listening for the last 2 hours. And it turns out that in the ops plan, there was a briefing about what should happen in case there was some potential blue-on-blue situation between the FBI and Secret Service. And I was stunned when I read this, because we shouldn't even be at this point. So first, describe what you saw, and then I want to ask you some questions about the reply guys and the others who don't really seem to understand what's going on here. So how did you get a hold of this? When did you see it? What happened?
So, Dan, as you know, I've been covering the classified documents case, you know, in closely since the beginning. I'm actually outside the Florida courthouse today covering some hearings today with Judge Cannon. So I knew that these motions were going to be unsealed and docketed yesterday. So I just kept watching the docket all day, refreshing. And then these two defense motions that Donald Trump filed under seal a few months ago went public. So I pulled those up right away. And one of them was a motion to suppress evidence collected during the Mar-a-Lago raid based on the unlawfulness of the search warrant itself and the raid. So I'm reading through this, and then it pops out in the motion where his defense attorneys are talking about this use of deadly force policy that was related to the Mar-a-Lago raid. So, of course, I had to read it a few times, and then I went to the exhibit that was attached to that part of the motion, and it's a 20-some-odd page, what they call an operations order. It's kind of a pro forma form, which, sure, why wouldn't you use just a regular old
form when you're gonna... happens all the time.
Yeah, sure, why not? Yeah, regular stuff. So I went through that, and then I did see the use of deadly force guidance, and that was shocking. But also, to your point, other caveats, which how to handle the FBI law enforcement agents were advised how to handle what you call blue on blue. And there was a portion, just a sentence that said, if there is some resistance from the Secret Service, you know, this is how to engage them and go through different channels. Apparently part of that was redacted, so I'm not really sure what was there. Also brought up the fact of how to proceed if Donald Trump showed up at Mar-a-Lago. Now, of course, they started the raid at, I think, 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning. He could have been there by noon. He does have his own plane. He was in New York or New Jersey at the time. And how to handle that situation if he came. So, of course, he did not show up at his residence, even though he knew that the raid was ongoing. They also had a medic embedded in the 30-plus FBI, armed FBI agent team, and then directions to how to get to a trauma center about 18 miles from Mar-a-Lago if someone got injured. Luckily, no one did, but the armed FBI had free rein over Mar-a-Lago for hours, ransacking every nook and cranny, including Melania's personal suite, and it appears to be Barron's room as well.
Talking to Julie Kelly, who broke this massive story. You know, Julie, I think one of the things that upset me the most were the snakes in our tent. I mean, I expect, and you do as well, I know, the liberal media, that everything's a nothing burger. If it came out tomorrow, Joe Biden personally poisoned Donald Trump's children, they'd be like, you know what happens? So I expect nothing from these absolute losers and decanoes at all. What really shocked me, what I call the reply guys who pretend to be on our side, you know, hey, I'm a lawyer. Okay, great. You know what? I played wiffle ball too. It doesn't mean I, you know, can challenge Ty Cobb for the hitting crown back in, you know, 1930 or whatever. And they're sitting there going, well, this is just the standard form. Yeah, that's the problem. This is an unprecedented raid in the literal sense that it's never happened. Nobody thought this through in advance, that this use of force thing, one, would be discovered in the paperwork. And second, nobody thought in advance that, why are we even discussing this? Like, maybe we should sit down with the Secret Service and DOJ, and until this is ironed out, let's not work it out through a piece of paperwork and hope for the best if we run into them. Big if. I mean, this is like a bunch of children in charge. There's no defending this.
There's no defending it. And we were talking yesterday, I share your outrage at, you know, former FBI whistleblowers and federal prosecutors, former feds, who jumped in right away to really downplay what I was reporting, saying, well, this is just standard operating procedure. Every single raid we ever do, we have to have a use of deadly force. No, that's not the point to what you're saying.
Right.
And nothing about this raid, from Attorney General Merrick Garland signing off it himself, which, Dan, you know this, the U.S. Attorney General doesn't sit around all day signing off search warrants. That's not his job, but he did it in this case. They referred to Donald Trump in this order as F. POTUS, former president of the United States, not suspect one. So there was nothing normal about this.
So suddenly, Julie,
pull up.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you at all. One of the things I respond back, and I encourage you to, because nobody is going to answer this question because they'll realize how dumb they sound, and they sound dumb. To the people we're talking about, you know who you are, you're not even worthy of a mention on this because I'm so furious. Like, lose my number if you are so dumb that you're going to defend. I'm dead serious. Don't ever contact me again. These people have contacted me in the past for help on stuff. Don't. Exit.
That's
stage right, stage left in this case. I'm done with you. If you're this dumb. Okay, here's the question you need to ask him. It's the only question. The same authority the Secret Service secures Mar-a-Lago with, 18 U.S.C. 1752, is the exact same authority they secure the White House. 18 United States Code 1752. Anyone can look it up, okay? Do you really believe tomorrow if the DEA were to walk into the White House with a warrant on Cocaine Gate, that they would just let them waltz in there with weapons and start looking through Jill Biden's underwear drawer? Now, to reply guys, because again, I'm not the lefties, you're just idiots, so you can just get lost. I'm talking to reply guys. You're going to say, oh, of course they wouldn't let them do that. Why? Well, because they wouldn't, you know, that professional discretion, like you'd be expected to work this out in advance. Oh, but they can do it at Mar-a-Lago because you realize it's the exact same thing. It's amazing how the rules are the rules, Julie, only when they can be used to kick Trump in the balls. Other than that, there are no rules. They do what they want.
Correct. And so to kind of elaborate on your point, there are laws that specifically relate to the protection of a former president, a former president, and his family. You can't just treat this individual like, you know, no one is above the law. He is the same. No, there are special rules for former presidents and their families and Secret Service protectees. I mean, you have hundreds of people going to jail for January 6th because they stepped on Capitol grass because Mike Pence was somewhere in the vicinity and he's a Secret Service protectee. So right. None of this is up. And the idea that you have these people who we know defending this instead of sharing the outrage. And yes, this is standard operating procedure, but there's nothing else that's normal about what happened here. You're right. Those people are permanently discredited. And
I can't consider them part of our side anymore. No, because your judgment is just so incredibly awful. I can't trust anything you say. I mean, I do. You know, I have this soft spot for people and I really want to help. And then I'm just like chronically disappointed. I mean, seriously, I'm not that I'm some kind of higher moral authority, but this is like the clearest evidence of tyrannical authoritarian malfeasance I've ever seen. And if you don't see that, like, just get out of our movement, man. Go join the Krasenstein brothers or something. Julie, a couple examples for you. Because, again, to the reply guys who are like, rules are the rules, man. Standard. This is just how it's done. You know, it's funny when Jim Comey wanted to send a bunch of agents over to the White House to interview Mike Flynn. Julie, there are rules for that, too. Matter of fact, Jim Comey even told us what the rules are. You got to go to the White House counsel, the DOJ. Right. But what did he do, Julie? He said, screw it. I'm just going to send a few. I thought the rules are the rules. Well, what happened there, Julie? So weird, you know?
That's right. Jim Comey violated what he said in that interview is, well, normally you'd go back and forth, there'd be channels, conversations, but it was early in the Trump administration. So I just told, you know, Andrew McCabe, you guys go ahead, just go to the White House and interview him. Now, of course, that's okay, too, what, you know, these same individuals, the Never Trumpers and Kink, and now probably some of the, well, that's okay, because, you know, Mike Flynn, he was a traitor, so it doesn't matter.
Right. They'll use any excuse. And Julie, one of the things I just want to hit with you, too, on this, too, is because I don't want to be accused of, well, what's your alternative? It's a fair question. I always try to give both sides. The alternative is very simple. I actually did this for a living. I don't know a lot. I say it all the time. I know it. But this is an actual area of expertise I have. I've served search warrants. I've written search warrants, taught search warrants, did presidential protection. I kind of know a little bit about the space here. There was an easy alternative. And when I say easy, I mean like actually there's nothing complicated. The Secret Service management team should have said, we are absolutely not letting you do this at our compound with weapons. Just like we wouldn't let you do it at the White House. We're not saying you can't come in. It's a legal search warrant. We have no doubt. We're not doing this. You guys have no special powers other than us. You're federal agents just like we are. You guys figure it out and talk to Merrick Garland, but we're not doing it. They didn't do it. The FBI should have pushed against this. Apparently, a couple people objected, but they were drowned out. The DOJ should have never allowed this. The solution here is simple. Act like adults, like every business, sports team, lawyer, judge has to do. Use your professional discretion to find a way to make this a frictionless search warrant. And apparently, between all these adults in government, none of them could do it.
I think you just hit on an excellent point. And shame on the Secret Service for allowing this to happen, because they were in communication with the FBI and investigators and law enforcement. They should never have allowed this. Furthermore, Dan, Donald Trump and his team had been working voluntarily with the archives and then DOJ for over a year, trying to figure out what they wanted. You know what the archives said that they wanted? They wanted the letter that Barack Obama left for Donald Trump in 2017. They wanted correspondence between Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un. They wanted the Sharpie gate. This is the kind of BS they were coming up with just to justify.
And you've documented this. Correct. Julie, if you go to Julie's Twitter, she's at Julie_Kelly2. If you go to her Twitter, Julie and her Substack, Julie's been documenting the fact that there are actual emails back and forth between the Trump team, NARA, and the FBI. So don't pretend, you know, reply guys and lefty lunatics that this was like, oh, Trump ignored them and they had no choice. You're just literally making that up. And it's freaking annoying. Julie, unfortunately, I got to run. Folks, you really need to follow her. She is one of the true independent-minded journalists out there. And she won't hesitate to call BS on, quote, our team either. Because as we've seen, we've got our own snakes in the tent. And I'm there for you. I want you to know that. I hope you saw that on Twitter today. I'm not going to let this happen. Because these people right now, they're just doing this to stir the pot. And if you don't see what's going on and get the hell out of our tent, you don't belong at all. Julie, thanks for all your work. We really appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for all your support, Dan. So appreciate it.
You got it. Absolutely. And one of the best. She doesn't deserve any of this. People attacking her. She's giving it, she's doing coverage no one else is doing. You got reply guys. You don't know what you're talking about. Maybe you don't know what you're talking about. I'm sorry you got your law degree on Wikipedia, whatever. Wikipedia you, Esquire, W-I-K-O. Up next is another incredible interview. We'll get to that in a second, but let me tell you about our next sponsor. Can your savings weather an economic storm? Think about what you put away for the future. Inflation can render your cash worthless. Real estate can crash. It has. You saw 2008. Economies built on a mountain of debt can fall like a house of cards, and they have. There are very few physical assets you can invest that stand the test of time. Gold is one of them. It's been a valued form of money for millennia. It's why people are flocking to it now and why Birch Gold, the company I buy my gold from and have many times, is busier than ever. Through a little-known tax loophole, Birch Gold, B-I-R-C-H, lets you convert a retirement account to a tax-sheltered IRA in physical gold. And the best part, it doesn't cost a penny out of pocket. To learn more, text DAN to 989898. Claim your free info kit on gold. Let me ask you this again. Can your IRA or 401k weather an economic storm? If not, call the people I trust. Birch Gold, text DAN to 989898. Secure your savings today. Message and data rates apply. Up next is one of my favorite guests running for governor of North Carolina, Republican Mark Robinson. He's the best. We talked to him about his run for governor, the kind of things he and President Trump are facing. Take a listen. Folks, the state of North Carolina is becoming a powerhouse state in our amazing, incredible union in this constitutional republic. It's effectively becoming what Florida was 20 years ago. It's one of those swing states that's becoming a must-win if you want to win the presidency. It's also a growing state with an exploding economy, and there is a pivotal governor's race coming up there. And one of my favorite candidates, you've heard him before on the show, is the current lieutenant governor now running for the governorship. His name is Mark Robinson. I want to welcome him back to the show. Lieutenant Governor, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Hey, Dan, thanks for having me here. It's always a pleasure.
Well, my audience loves you. You know I love you. So, Lieutenant Governor, let's get the layout first. Let's talk about some of the national issues here, but center it on your state. So North Carolina, as I just said, is a pivotal, pivotal swing state. It is a growing state, a flourishing state. My father lives there. I spend a decent amount of time there. I love the place. What kind of feel are you getting for this election? The polls seem good, but as you understand, sir, a lot of Republicans are very skeptical of polls, understandably so. You're out there campaigning. I mean, literally shaking hands and doing the whole routine. How are you feeling about both your race, but the presidential race as well?
I'm feeling good about both, and I can tell you why, because myself and President Trump, we're both getting hammered from every side. We are getting hammered from every side, but every poll is still positive for us. Here in North Carolina, they have been hitting me. My primary opponents hit me. Josh Stein, my Democrat challenger, he's hitting me pretty hard and has been from the very beginning. We haven't even really done anything. I mean, we haven't even advertised on television. Not one television advertisement have we run. We're still 2 points ahead in most of the polls. And so we're feeling really, really good. When we get our chance to get in front of folks on television, radio, and all those venues, same way Josh Stein has, that folks are going to look at it and they're going to see the same kind of difference between me and Josh Stein as they do about President Trump and President Biden.
Sir, we're talking to Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson, running for governor of North Carolina. Listen, the economy down there is a really big deal. You know, like I said, my father lives there. I get to speak to a lot of people, a lot of middle, upper middle class voters. The economy in North Carolina is exploding. You've got so many people moving in. And I did a segment before on the show. I'd like to get your thoughts on it. My segment was about this, sir. The debate is over, okay? I'm glad we're having debates, but it's all performance at this point. The debate on the issues is over. If you want more inflation, vote for your Democrat opponent and vote for Joe Biden. They're doing nothing about it. It's only getting worse. You want higher taxes? That's what they run on. That's their thing. You want an out of control border? Vote for Joe Biden. Vote for your Democrat opponent. You want more of this police state tyranny? Vote for them. The debate is over. This is only a performance at this point. And that's why this election for both your governor's race and President Trump is legitimately the most important election in the last 30 or 40 years.
It is, and it's just, it's obvious. You know, at the national level, you look at it. When President Trump was in office, the border was settled. When President Trump was in office, there was no wars. When President Trump was in office, the grocery shelves were full. When prices were low. When President Trump was in office, gas prices were low. We are energy independent. Now we've had a complete reversal under Joe Biden. For 3 years, we've had a reversal under Joe Biden. The same thing is true here in North Carolina. 2010, before Democrats were in control, we were $3.4 billion in debt to the federal government. We were furloughing state workers because we couldn't afford to pay them. Teachers' pay was frozen, completely frozen for 6 years. State trooper hiring was frozen for 2 years. And now the Republicans are in charge. We're not in debt anymore. We've got a $5 billion surplus. We're giving everybody raises. We're the number one business destination 2 years running. Small business filings are at an all-time, are at a historic high in this state, despite inflation and the bad things that are happening nationally. The economy is something that is a strict domain. A good economy is a strict domain of Republicans. You look at any state where the economy is good, where things are good, you have a Republican at the helm because Republican policies work because we put principles inside of them so we can yield the desired results. And it's obvious. It's obvious at the national level, the state level, the city level, or wherever you go.
Yeah, I agree with you. The debate part is over. Like I said, I'd love to see him on stage. I think it's going to be great for President Trump. But, I mean, we just have to be candid with voters. This is not about debating the issues. The debate's over. You want the suck to continue, vote for Biden and your Democrat opponent. You want it to stop, then vote for the alternative. It's pretty clear. I want to get your thoughts on this. Obviously, an issue sensitive to yourself. Listen, the whole demographic destiny thing the Democrats comment on all the time, they're obsessed with the idea of race. The Republican Party, I'm proud to be a member of it. Because we don't give a damn. It just doesn't. It's not our thing. Whatever. Democrats do your thing. However, even their own demographic destiny argument where they thought they were going to have a monopoly over black and Hispanic voters. Yeah. You're talking to Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson. It's completely falling apart. His numbers, yeah. President Trump with minority voters are incredible. Young voters, people, the Trump coalition has entirely changed. Are you sensing that in your governor's race as well, that some of that is kind of rolling off down ballot in your race and congressional races as well, where minority voters are starting to consider, hey, maybe there's another option out there?
Absolutely. Voters are across the board are turning their head saying, hey, wait a minute, what's going on here? You know, the Democrats, they love to play the race card. I have a governor in this state right now. That's all he does. He talks a big game about race. Now, he talks about a big game about equality and how he loves to see equality. But this guy is the first black lieutenant governor in office simply because I'm a Republican. His words are empty and hollow, just like the Democratic Party's words on race and gender are hollow and empty. They don't care anything about equality. They don't care anything about equity. The only thing they care about is the power of their party, and they try to use people in order to get that power. People are waking up every day. They're taking a look around their community saying, hey, wait a minute, I've been voting Democrat for 50 years, and for 50 years this place has been a dump. Maybe I ought to try something else. Folks are waking up, especially the young people. The young people are really waking up, those between ages of 25 and 45. We have a significant amount of folks who are jumping on board with us, who are non-traditional Republicans, some of them who have never even voted before, because they're looking for that person who really gets them, who understands them, in fact, has been them. And so that's what we're bringing into this race, and Josh Stein can't do that because he is the absolute poster child of an out-of-touch politician.
We're talking to Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson, running for governor in North Carolina. In my opinion, one of the best candidates in the country. Make sure you check him out. Sir, let's talk about the young voters. You guys had an incident in North Carolina with these heroic frat young men who saved the flag from hitting the ground. And people were insulting them, throwing bottles at them at one of these rallies that got out of hand. And they were not going to let our flag hit the ground. The story went national. But I spend a decent amount of time on a college campus because I have a daughter in college. And, you know, we go and visit her like any parent would. And I got to tell you, sir, I have been genuinely astonished at how it is. The college my daughter goes to, granted, is relatively conservative, but it's still college. You cannot find a Biden voter. You can't.
Nope.
I always joke. I say you can't swing a dead cat and hit a Biden voter on this campus. It's unbelievable. This was never the case. You and I know this for Republicans.
Sure.
We just didn't resonate that well with younger voters. I think sure. we've become genuinely the party of the renegades, where people are like, hey, these guys are the one fighting the man, because the man's got Donald Trump in trial up in New York on a fake charge. It's totally backfired.
Absolutely. And when you're talking about those young men, I visited those young men at their fraternity house. And, you know, the thing that I've been saying for years proved to be true. You know, sometimes you'll go on a college campus or you'll go on a high school campus and you'll see a tall, strong young man who's quiet and unassuming walking across that campus. Nobody really recognizes them because they never speak up. They never really make too much noise. They're too busy doing their schoolwork or playing athletics. They seem to be rather maybe humble or they want to stay out of the spotlight. You see those folks all the time. But when times get tough, and I've been saying this for years, when times get tough, those are going to be the people that are going to step up and save the nation. And that was just a small sample of what we saw on that college campus. Young men who weren't looking for fame, fortune, or glory, they just simply stepped up and did the right thing. The things their parents had been telling them to do since they were small children, when it was their turn to do the right thing, they stepped up and did it. And I believe there are millions of young people around the country that are just like that. They're not in the fray yet, but when the time comes for them to step up, they're going to step in and they're going to do what their parents have been telling them to do. They're going to do the right thing. And they're going to drown out those crazy voices on the left that are screaming all the time.
Sir, I totally agree with you. I've seen it. There's been a real awakening. And I think these younger men and women out there are now starting to get it. They're like, do I want to be part of this, you know, Star Trek Borg-like automaton robotic thinking where I've just got to regurgitate a bunch of, you know, culture war nonsense, or I want to be a free thinker and think for myself. And, you know, you've been at the forefront of this. You've given a number of speeches on the culture wars. I'll leave the question. This will be my last question for you. But you've been out there. You've given some amazing speeches. Folks, go to any video platform and just put in Mark Robinson and you'll see what I mean. You have been at the forefront of trying to get us back to basic, wholesome American values. And the crazy thing is your opponent thinks this is some kind of attack yet. If I were you, sure. I would relish this. I'd be like, yeah, you're damn right. I support wholesome American values in the family. You want to keep going, brother? I'll do it all day, but you might as well be donating to my campaign with that stuff.
That's exactly right. Let me tell you who's leading the charge on that one. The people who are leading the charge on that are women. Women are fierce about it. They want their families to be protected. They want their children to be protected on high school and elementary school campuses. They want to be protected on college campuses. They don't want this junk being poured into the children that they love, and they have become fierce warriors on that point. You notice our attorney general called those soccer moms who were demanding pornography be removed from schools. He called those women domestic terrorists. He called them domestic terrorists. Well, I can tell you this, they're not domestic terrorists. They're strong patriots. They love their families. They love their children. They love their God, and they love it. They love this country. And again, they're going to be part of that cadre also that stands up and saves this country. Because I tell you what, they're warriors on that front.
You're so right. We have been warning about the mama bear effect for a long time. Don't toy with their kids. I have had so many women who are maybe soft Democrats, maybe moderate Republicans in the past, who were like totally done, completely finished. I'm not having this stuff in my kids' schools. That's why we're overturning school board seats all over the country. Lieutenant Governor, what's the website if people want to support your race for governor? It's a critical race in a swing state, folks. This guy's a good man. What's the website?
The website is markrobinsonfornc.com. That's Mark Robinson, FORNC.com. Go there and do all the associated stuff.
Please help this guy out. We really like him. Lieutenant Governor, thanks for your time. We really appreciate it. Best of luck in the race.
Thank you, Dan. Appreciate you.
You got it. One of the best candidates in the country, folks. I'm not kidding. Go and look on any video platform and just watch one of his speeches. You want to listen to a guy who doesn't speak in focus group tested talking points? I mean, very, very MAGA in the approach, and that he's not speaking to you like some kind of establishment class paid lobbyist told him what to say. Listen to this guy. And he's at the forefront of this culture war on your kids. and the Democrats hate him for it. That should tell you something. I would wear it as a badge of honor. Up next, another one of my high energy level rants, but let's get to our next sponsor first. The Jace case this year could be a busy, busy hurricane season. Folks, emergencies are everywhere. You don't want to get caught in a disaster without medications and an emergency pack. Go to Jace.com. Enter code Bongino. Get your Jace case, a personalized emergency medication kit that contains essential medications to suit your family's needs. The Jace case provides life-saving antibiotics. Jace Medical provides customizability from EpiPens to Augmentin so you can keep essential medications in stock. Do not get caught unprepared. Go to Jace.com. Fill out the form today. Review the terms. As soon as Jace Medical has a physician evaluate the request, if you're eligible, your medications are dispensed by a licensed pharmacy at a fraction of the regular cost. Enter code Bongino at checkout for a discount on your order. For as low as $270, you can get more than $600 worth of physician evaluation and medicines. Go to Jace.com, enter code Bongino. Don't wait at checkout for a discount on your order. Jace Medical's products are not intended to substitute for professional medical treatment or advice. Consult with your healthcare provider. I happen to see the video just released from October 7th. It's really disturbing. And some hostages taken by these Hamas savage demons. I had some thoughts on this. Check this out. Oh, man, it's hard to like get back into where I was before. I was just during the break. You know, if you watch the show on Rumble, it's simulcast on Rumble. I always go through social media. I'm always, you know, want to make sure we're not missing any stories or breaking news. Obviously, it's a live radio show. But the video was just released of the Hamas garbage, scum, degenerate, loser, zero, demon, savage. Any other word missing? The video of the teenage Israeli hostages they took and how they're lining them up to get raped. I'm sure there'll be some Hamas guy like, I'm scum. Yeah, you can go yourself. You know what I mean? Rhymes with tuck. A T. So he just said. That's what it rhymes with, though. You can go do. It's just disgusting. Again, I'm sure you'll have some excuse. Like, yeah, they're for freedom fighters. They're free freedom fighters. Lining them up for like teenage Israeli hostages. Like, who do we rape first? Animals. I mean, not that again. Let me say that. That's like an insult, really, to animals. Like, you don't see animals doing that. There are demons that exist on this planet. I am an absolute believer in the spirit realm and the existence of it. After that thing with my mom that night when she passed and I, you know, felt her hug me the second she died, that was real. Like, that happened. No one's going to tell me it didn't. I wasn't in some fugue state. I was wide awake. There's something out there we don't understand. These people are just demons. They're just demons. You can have any opinion you'd like on it's, you know, it's a free constitutional republic on where you think the Israeli-Palestinian issue should be, but why there's not universal condemnation? I mean, a bunch of European countries are just like, let's give them a Palestinian state. Like, this is how it works. They go and rape and kill a bunch of people. And, we'll give them a stay. You get a stay from him. Sounds like a great idea. Sounds like they're totally prepared to take over and govern a state. I mean, the record of success is incredible. Watch the video. Don't look away. Just watch it. Just watch it. Again, I'm sure all the demon savage sympathizers have some excuse. They can excuse anything. They're like, they shot up some kids. Well, they weren't kids. They were like 7.5. So, I mean, like, the kid line is technically like 7. So you can shoot the 7.5. The scumbags always have an excuse. Show that to some, you know, college kid at a free the fictitious Palestine rally because there is no just show. Hey, you guys approve of this? You know, it's not that bad. I mean, they'll have some insane line. I promise you, that's just how the demons think. They'll give you some line that if you said it in any other situation, you would be summarily thrown out of society. Jim, they look like they want it. Oh yeah, the woman being bleeding from the mouth and handcuffed, getting ready to get raped by. But yet, really. It's hard for me with this stuff. I spent a lot of time in the region. This is like a black and white issue right now when it comes to condemning that. Thanks for listening to the show, folks. If you want to listen to a station local to you, go to Bongino.com/stationfinder or check us out every day for the podcast at 11 a.m. on Rumble. Stay for the radio show, simulcast on Rumble as well at noon.
You just heard Dan Bongino.